Hello, everyone. This is Joey LaRocque joining you here at iWifeWrestling.com for this special Armchair Booker edition here. What has happened is the powers that be have presented me this little scenario where we have a situation that happened in real life, and we're going to make a little change to it and how I would perceive that happening. So I was definitely interested in being a part of this, and the scenario they came up with was it is the WWF circa 1992. Ric Flair had just won the heavyweight championship at the Royal Rumble event held in Albany, New York. And what happened during that match was Hulk Hogan had been eliminated by Sid, and then Sid had been eliminated by Hulk Hogan and Ric Flair at the same time, and that allowed Flair to win the title. But what was interesting was when Hogan was eliminated, him being a top good guy at the time, or babyface, the crowd actually cheered when Hogan got eliminated. If you watch the actual footage of that, you will see that reaction from the audience. People who were there live, like myself, do remember that very fondly. But what we also remember is watching WWF programming shortly afterwards, where the same thing was shown on TV, Hogan being eliminated, but they actually overdubbed boos from the audience, because I guess that was not part of the deal. That wasn't what they were expecting. But we're going with the fact that there was no edit, there was no boo overdub, the crowd reaction was real. So we're going to go with the concept of Hogan going bad and Sid becoming a strong good guy. And I think going a whole year with this would take way too long in this kind of format we have going on here. So we're just going to concentrate on getting to WrestleMania 8 in Indianapolis, Indiana. Also, this is also the time before the Monday Night War, so there is no Monday Night Raw to use. There was primetime wrestling, and there was also superstars of wrestling on the weekends. And there may have been other syndicated shows at the time, Wrestling Challenge, maybe Wrestling Spotlight that were still on in some areas. But we're just going to focus from Rumble, about 3 weeks of TV, to a Saturday night's main event, and then build up to WrestleMania. So week one after the Rumble, I would show the actual footage from the Rumble of Hogan being eliminated and the reaction of the crowd. And we would plug that next week Hulk Hogan is going to come on TV and express his feelings about that reaction. We would definitely utilize it as an actual angle and not try to squash it, if you will. And also on that program, we would have Sid actually wrestling an enhancement match or a job match, as it was also known, just to get himself over to make the crowd, you know, believe in him and show his prowess and his dominance in the ring. And of course, there would be other angles going on as well, but we're just going to focus on Sid and Hogan for this armchair booker session. So that would be week one. We focus on Sid being strong and tease Hogan is going to do an interview the next week. We go to week two. Hogan would do a live interview in front of the audience on the big podium with Gene Okerlund interviewing him. Hogan would have almost like a scolding tone in his voice. Like, how dare the audience, you know, have that reaction? You know, after everything I've done, all the wars I've gone through, wrestling Andre the Giant at WrestleMania 3 and everything else, you know, how dare you all do that to me? But if you're seeing Sid as the next big thing, then I guess it's something I have to accept, and I'm going to try to help Sid all I can. As Hogan is getting to the end of his little talk, the natural disasters, earthquake and typhoon, would interrupt him, and they would completely bypass everything he just talked about and just firmly make a challenge to him for a tag match on TV. And Hogan would say, well, I will accept your challenge, and I think I know the perfect guy to be my partner. And of course, he would be alluding to Sid. But he would not say that Sid would definitely be his partner. There would be no Sid match on this week of TV, but we would go to week three now. Sid would have another enhancement match to look strong, and at the end of this enhancement match, the natural disasters would step up to Sid in the ring and expect an answer whether he would accept the challenge. Sid would step right up to them. He would not back down, showing his strength, staying strong, and he would accept, and the natural disasters would walk away and just laughing like, oh, this is going to be so much fun. But Sid would look strong. And now we've got the match ready to go for the Saturday night's main event. So we've set up the match to have the hot angle happen. Hogan and Sid against the natural disasters. So we have Saturday night's main event. The tag match happens. And not getting into too much detail with the match itself, but overall, Sid would be looking to make tags, and Hogan would be evading him or not be there, be distracted by somebody else. So we would get to the point where it was time for Sid to make the big tag. Now, in real life, this is very close to what happened in the scenario that did really happen on TV, only the roles are just reversed in this format here. So Sid would be looking to make the tag. Hogan would not simply walk away like Sid did in real life. Hogan would actually jump in the ring and knock Sid out with, say, a loaded glove or brass knuckles, and leave him laying for the natural disasters to actually beat him. And Hogan would stand there watching and then walk off. So now Hogan has made the turn, he has stabbed Sid in the back, and because of him, Sid lost a match. So now there's more provocation to lead to the actual match at WrestleMania, and then we would start building up that match. So now we're going to build to WrestleMania from the Saturday night's main event match and the angle that happened. First week after that, we'd have Hogan come out, basically talk about why he did what he did to Sid, and that was, you know, his slap in the face to all the fans that spit in his face. You know, how dare you give me that reaction when I've been doing everything I can to carry this company and did everything I did. And there will be no pretenders to my throne. There will be no one that steals my thunder. Sid is just a Hulk Hogan wannabe, and he's not going to take my spot. And the same week of TV, we would have Sid in an interview, but he would be alone, pre-taped, and it would be very solace, very quiet, very much like Sid would do, being very intense. And the scenario, the whole deal would be that he would just be talking about how Hogan stabbed him in the back, but not just that, he spit in the face of all the Hulkamaniacs who supported him all those years and said their prayers and ate their vitamins, and he would lay down the challenge to Hogan for WrestleMania. Now we go to week two, and Hogan would accept the challenge, you know, in no uncertain terms, and he would tell Sid that, you know, you're not ready for WrestleMania against me, but you want to be a big shot, you want to try to shoot to the top so quick, fine, I'm going to show you what it's like when you get in the ring with the big dogs. So the match happens. Later on in the show, Sid would have a match, but it wouldn't be an enhancement match per se. It would be against a more established superstar. And I think someone that would be good to put Sid in the ring with would be the Warlord, because of his size and his strength, right up there with Sid and with Hogan. And Sid would win that match. So that would be saying that he can beat a big guy like Hogan. And he would win the match clean. And this is where you can kind of utilize the momentum from the angle to build another angle, where you could have the natural disasters attack Sid afterward. And then the Legion of Doom would run out to save Sid. And then you'd have 3-on-3 going at it with the natural disasters and Warlord on the floor and the Legion of Doom and Sid in the ring all standing strong. You know, because going into WrestleMania 8, the actual match that happened was the Natural Disasters against Money Incorporated. So in this armchair booker fantasy world, I would have changed that to be the LOD against the Disasters in like a Chicago street fight, some kind of special challenge match that would happen there. And as I said, you're utilizing the momentum from Sid's shine and him getting over to help another angle out. So now we go to week 3, and it's all interviews between Sid and Hogan, talking about what's going to happen at WrestleMania. And the whole time here, we've been focusing a lot on interviews, because in that time, you had more people who could do the standing interviews that weren't scripted, I might add, to sell tickets and to get people interested to come. I think when you say the word wrestler, great wrestler, you don't really think of Hulk Hogan or Sid. You think Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart, because they're more known for their wrestling skill. Hogan and Sid, I think you think entertainers, box office, you know, draws, guys that sold tickets, they were the ones you think of, and they did it with their interview styles and their characters. So that's what we're focusing on, their strong suits to sell the tickets for WrestleMania. So now we're ready to go. We're at the big show. It's WrestleMania 8. Now, in the real-life WrestleMania 8 that took place, Sid and Hogan was last. I would have changed that to putting Ric Flair against Randy Savage as the main event, because that was for the heavyweight championship, which in my opinion should be in the main event. You had a great build-up from that angle with the doctored photos of Elizabeth and Flair together, Mr. Perfect during his part, the emotional interviews from Randy Savage, just a great build-up and a great match. Personally, one match that I really enjoy watching. And I think that one stands alone and can definitely be considered the real main event. So in this fantasy world, that would be last. And Sid and Hogan would be put probably one or two matches before that. In the real scenario that happened, we, of course, had the double run-in from Papa Shango and the return of the Ultimate Warrior. I would keep that, but I would have changed the participants. To interfere on Hogan's behalf, I would have had the Warlord, who, of course, had just wrestled Sid a few weeks earlier, had a loss, so he wants retribution. And it would be something different, because I personally don't like it when you see a good guy turn bad, and all of a sudden he starts teaming with guys he used to feud with. So in this case, Hogan and Warlord never really had a feud, so that would be something fresh. And then for on Sid's behalf, to someone to kind of even the odds, looking at the roster, the first name that came to my mind was The Undertaker, as someone who had just wrestled Jake Roberts the same night. It was Jake Roberts' last match before he went to WCW. That whole angle was there to build The Undertaker as a popular character, which it did. This, I think, would build him up even more. So you'd have the double run-in with the Warlord and The Undertaker. And from there, you have some new matches to set up, which is always very important. You've got to have a direction. You've got to have someplace to go. So you could have Hogan and the Warlord team up against Sid and The Undertaker, or split the matches up, where you'd have Sid and the Warlord again, or Hogan and The Undertaker could feed off their match at the Gravest Challenge when Undertaker beat Hogan for the title. That was Survivor Series 91, I believe. So there's all different kinds of ways you can go with that. So it's not really too far-fetched. I think it's pretty simplistic. I'm sure there's fans out there that could take it and go completely crazy with it and come up with different ideas and twists and turns that I never even thought of. And we certainly encourage you to email us here at iWebWrestling.com with your ideas. And if you have any ideas about other armchair booker sessions you want to hear or other people you want to hear them with, again, please email us here at iWebWrestling.com. We're always interested in hearing your feedback. So I hope you enjoyed this little armchair booker session. And this is Joey LaRocque saying we'll see you next time to get in your face.